News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden says the United States is taking a giant step toward helping struggling nations beat COVID-19, and he's urging global leaders to join him. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In England for the G7 summit, the president announced the U.S. will donate a half a billion Pfizer vaccine doses.
Our values call on us to do everything that we can to vaccinate the world against COVID-19.
Saying it's in the interests of the world and the U.S. to end the pandemic. He says other G7 nations will outline their own donations tomorrow. It's a stark change from a year ago when the pandemic was so bad in the U.S., the Trump administration had to cancel the summit, which it was set to host.
We know the tragedy. We also know the path to recovery.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has extended the expiration date on doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. AP's Jennifer King has details.
Johnson & Johnson says a review by U.S. regulators concluded that their vaccine shots remain safe and effective up to 4.5 months. That's 6 weeks longer than the expiration date on millions of doses that state officials warned might expire before they could be used. The company says the data was based on ongoing studies. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was highly anticipated because of its refrigeration requirements and one-and-done formula, but only about 11 million Americans have taken that shot compared to 129 million who've received two doses of either Pfizer or Moderna. Jennifer King, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. military has already begun conducting combat operations and surveillance in Afghanistan from outside the country's borders as a troop withdrawal continues. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Austin said the United States is still supporting Afghan forces as the withdrawal continues, but the future is not certain.
Once we have completed our retrograde, that will be very difficult to do because our capabilities will have diminished in country.
Austin declined to specifically address whether the United States will provide combat air support to the Afghan forces to prevent them or their major cities from being overrun by the Taliban after the pullout is complete. The defense secretary said he would not speculate on potential actions, but noted that once troops are fully withdrawn from Afghanistan, it would be very difficult to provide such support to the Afghans. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's group has pledged to continue its work after a Moscow court outlawed organizations affiliated with Navalny and labeled them extremist on Wednesday. The Anti-Corruption Foundation posted on Twitter Thursday, "We will continue to fight corruption." Wednesday's ruling by the Moscow court prevents people linked to Navalny and any affiliated groups from seeking public office, including seats in parliament. Some of Navalny's supporters had hoped to run for parliament in September. The Pope has rejected a German cardinal's resignation, but is urging reform. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis has refused to accept the resignation of German Cardinal Reinhard Marx over the sex abuse scandal in the church. In a letter, Francis said the process of reform was necessary instead, and that Marx must continue as archbishop. Marx said in a statement he was surprised by both the speed and the content of the Pope's response and accepted it out of obedience. The German church is one of the wealthiest in the world. It's also the latest to face a reckoning over the abuse scandal after institutional reports made clear that thousands were victimized by priests and the hierarchy covered up the crimes for decades. I'm Walter Ratliff.
American consumers absorbed another surge in prices in May, a 0.6% increase over the past month and 5% over the past year, the biggest 12-month inflation spike since 2008. Increased consumer appetite is bumping up against a shortage of components from lumber and steel to chemicals and semiconductors that supply such key products as automobiles and computer equipment, all of which has forced up prices. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.